Thank you very much. Thank you, Rav Goldsmith. It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure seeing one of my Rebbeim role models, one of the greatest people I know, Rav Emin Goldsmith. Thank you very much. When do you think you finish up?
Mesibatsim is Sunday night.
Mesibatsim is the Sunday night.
We're together here tonight, all night, and wow. Shabbos is together, and then Sunday night.
Wow. We're really feeling the end. Okay, so I want to start at the beginning, explain how we got to this topic. It was really the first trigger was a tweet I saw this morning from Rabbi Arye Leibowitz of Northwood, near the other. We have a Rabbi Arye Leibowitz in the Shalavim world, Rebbe in the Yeshiva, who's spoken here. Phenomenal Rebbe, and there's another phenomenal Rav and Rebbe in New York, North Woodmere, in DRS, and the Rav of Shul North Woodmere, Rav Arye Leibowitz, and he, as you see here on the sheet, he posted a tweet from Sheryl Sandberg. You're familiar with Sheryl Sandberg?
Yeah.
Sheryl Sandberg, COO of Facebook, one of the financially most successful women in the world, one of the people in the world, and as a woman, stands out as an amazing woman, amazingly successful businesswoman, who about a month ago, a very tragic story on vacation, her husband was on the treadmill and collapsed and was nifter. And she posted, if you haven't seen it, this is a shortened version. She posted on Facebook a phenomenal, I mean, just so powerful, I don't have words, a post, getting up from Shloshim, thoughts, getting up from Shiva, moving on from Shloshim, just amazingly powerful words. Here's one line: real empathy is sometimes not insisting that it will be okay, but acknowledging that it is not. And the Rabbi Leibowitz put the hashtag of understanding nechama. We should always hear good news, halavai, but at the same time, we should, with the realities of life, wanted to spend a couple of minutes understanding this concept of nechama. It's a challenging idea. And combine, that's number one, that's intro number one as to how we got to this topic. And intro point number two is with now, as Rav Goldsmith said, with the end in sight, so throughout the year, I'm sure I know that at the times of the different chagim, the different yamim tovim, the special days, there's always a lot of learning, tremendous shiurim connected to the different tkufot hashana. Now, going into the summer, this is a point we're already approaching Chodesh Tammuz, and although we're not there yet, this is looking at the calendar. the next special event, the times that are marked as unique times, are the times of Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 3 weeks Shiva Asar B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, and this is an idea connected to that time period as well. So let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. At the top of the sheet, May Yud Zayin B'Tammuz Ve'Elech Maftirin Gimel D'Paranuta. This is halacha connected to the Haftorahs that we read. Starting with, during the 3 weeks, each Shabbos, we have a special Haftorah. Those are Gimel D'Paranuta. Three Haftorahs that are harsh. Words of Tochacha of the Navi, coming down hard on Am Yisrael. Then the next period, Shab from Shabbos Nachamu, Zayin de Nechemta, seven Haftorahs of Nechama. And then Tarti de Tiyufta, two of Tshuva. So we know one stands out as, which is the one of Tshuva that stands out, Shabbos Tshuva. Shuva Yisrael has the headline. It's Shabbos Tshuva al Shein, the Haftorah of Tshuva Yisrael, the Navi calling us to return. To return at Hashem HaKarach. The second is the Haftorah of, we said Tarti Diti of the two of Tshuva. The second is the Haftorah of Tzom Gedalia. In any case, we see here there's a pattern of a framework of Haftorah split up into three different areas. The area number one of Nechama, the three of Tochacha, of Paranut, the seven of Nechama, and then the third category, the two of Tshuva. And what's very interesting is if you think about it, you can suggest that this really, these 3 points, sum up the role of the Navi. What does a Navi do? A Navi, if you look at the words, the message that the Navi is giving over to Am Yisrael, almost always fits into one of these three categories. Either the Navi is giving tochacha, the Navi is giving over words of Nechama, comforting Am Yisrael, or the Navi is calling for tshuva. This, an example of each of these, how we see that this is the role of the Navi can be summed up as these three areas. So an example of the first of Tochacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva is talking about things that block Tshuva. Even though Tshuva is always accessible, it's always there, but there are things that Rambam is discussing, there are things that a person can do that can make it very likely that they won't engage in tshuva. We're not going to go through the whole halacha, but we see the fifth one on the list is v'hasone et ha-tochachot. If somebody hates hearing rebuke, then they are not going to do tshuva. Sha'al rei lo hiniach lo derech tshuva. They're tuning out. So again, they are decreasing. We still have the opportunity, the possibility, but they're decreasing the likelihood that they will engage in tshuva. Sha'atocha goremet l'tshuva. Shebezman shemodiyim lo la'adam chata'av u'machlim imato chozer b'tshuva. K'mo shekutub ha'Torah zuchor v'al teshkach. Let's jump, bring some examples here, skipping over to the next point that's underlined, connecting to Nevuah. V'chein says the Rambam, Kol ha-Nevi'im hochichu li-Yisrael. We find the Nevi filled in the Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im gave tochacha to B'nai Yisrael ad shechazer b'tshuva. So, number one, the role of the Navi giving tochacha. An example of the fact that a dominant role of the Navi is Nechama. An example from the Gemara in Brachot, Taflam Dalet Amud Bet. Amar Rav Chiya Barav Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol ha-Nevi'im kulan, and the Gemara now goes on a list of different things that the Nevi'im spoke about. And the Gemara, each man d'amar, sort of overgeneralizes and says, all the Nevi'im only spoke about this. All the Nevi'im spoke about this. The Nevuah of Nevi'im was directed towards this. The first one on the list, Kol ha-Navim kulam lo nitnabu elo l'masi bitol otam r'chok. Then afterwards, kol ha-Navim kulam lo nit... Excuse me. Lo nitnabu elo l'yimot ha-Mashiach. What does this mean? Kol ha-Navim kulam lo nitnabu elo? What kind of nevuah? What kind of words here is the Gemara talking about when we say when the Nevi'im spoke? They spoke about this, says Rashi on the left-hand side. Lo nitnabu hatovot v'hanechamot. The beautiful, comforting words, encouraging words of the Navi was directed towards this, towards this, towards this. So again, when we speak about words of the Navi, we have here stam nevuah kilu, words of nechama. Third example of tshuva, the Rambam Menuchas Tshuva. We already saw it a little bit, but here it's almost more direct. Kol ha-Nevi'im, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, Kol ha-Nevi'im Kulan Tzivu al ha-Tshuva. The Rambam is talking about tshuva, how important it is. Afterwards he's continuing, Ve'ein Yisrael Nigalin Ela B'Tshuva, to bring about full Geula, we need tshuva. So the Rambam writes, Kol ha-Nevi'im Kulan Tzivu al ha-Tshuva. Okay, so we see these three diamond rolls, Tocha, Nechama, and Tshuva. And, let's put it in question form. The question is, if we go back, if we're talking about Nevuah, let's go back to the headquarters. Let's go back to the Shoresh. The first time Nevuah appears in the Torah. To understand, to add some more clarity as regarding the role of the Navi. So that appears in Parsha Shoftim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu expresses unto Bnei Yisrael, Ki ha-goyim ha-ila, regarding the entrance of Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. We have a warning here not to get carried away with all kinds of magic. Ki ha-goyim ha-ila asher ata yoresh otam el ma'onanim ve'el kosmim yishma'u. They listen, they tune in to all kinds of dark spirits. Don't connect to that. Lo kein natan lecha Hashem Elokecha. But what will happen, you will have access to spiritual personalities. Navi mikirbecha me'achecha, kamoni, says Moshe Rabbeinu, yakim lecha Hashem lokecha, elav tishmu. You will have a personality like me, who is a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av HaNavim. You will have Navim. And kechol you should listen to him. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is almost saying explicitly where the headquarters, the starting point of Nevuah was. He says, just like me, you'll have a Navi. And where is the headquarters of my Nevuah? Kechol asher sha'alta, my role as a Navi, kechol asher sha'alta, me'im Hashem Elokecha, b'chorev, b'yom ha'kahal, at Har Sinai. Coming out, we still feel a little bit, we're still in the field post-Shavuos. At Maimon Har Sinai, Kabbalat Torah, when you said, b'yom ha'kahal le'mor, when you, Bnei Yisrael, said, you can't handle this, it's too intense. La'osef lishmoa et kol Hashem Elokai ve'et ha'esh ha'gdola hazot lo ereh od v'lo amut. You Bnei Yisrael came and said, this tremendous fire is too much, it's too intense, too high voltage, we're afraid we're going to die. And what did Hashem say? Vayomer Hashem Elai. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I wasn't sure about your attitude when you raised these problems with Maimon Har Sinai, but I went and checked with Hashem. Vayomer Hashem Elai, Heitivu Asher Diberu. They said good. So Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu said they have a good point. Bnei Yisrael, it's okay. It's a legitimate point that they can't handle this. So therefore, Hashem Navi Akim Lehem Mekerav Achem Kamocha. Hashem says that He will establish a Navi like you, a go-between. an intermediary.
To give over Dvar Hashem, v'natati Dvarai b'fiv, v'diber aleihem et kol asher atzaveinu.
So the Navi is, with the starting point of Maamar Har Sinai, facilitating connection between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. As Moshe Rabbeinu, the Av HaNavi. So then taking what we said before, and if we want to, I'll say again, putting it into question form, we saw the three roles of the Navi before, how it unfolds. As giving Tochacha, Nechama, and Tshuva. Where is the Maamar Har Sinai piece there in those roles of the Navi, in the role of the Navi there? Now this is, let's say, it's very nice to hear sweet words of the Navi, of Nechama, tell us sweet words. But I would think if the headquarters, the birth of Nevuah, is at Maamar Har Sinai, there must be a point of connection, an aspect, something similar to Maamar Har Sinai within each of these. So that's number one, what we want to try to understand a little bit more clearly. And two, we'll start with the first one of Tochacha. Before we get to it, ask a question from the Yud Gimel Ikrim. The Yud Gimel Ikrim, the animamins that we have in the format that we have, it's not clear. We have the Yud Gimel Ikrim, but the Rambam elaborates it. This format, specifically of the animamins, as we have it, we're not sure, it's not clear who the author is, but it's summing up the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rama. We have within the Yud Gimel Ikrim one ikar, ani mamin be'amuna shalema, shekol divrei nevi'im emet. An ikar in the amuna of divrei hanevi'im. And there's a separate, we just spoke about Moshe Rabbeinu as being Av HaNevi'im. So the Chorah, we would think that that's Moshe Rabbeinu is covered already within the Kol Divrei Nevi'im Emet. But we find the next Ikar, a separate Ikar, Ani Ma'amin Amuna Shalema, Shenevuat Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav HaShalom, Hayta Amitit, V'shehu Haya Av LeNevi'im, LeKodmim LeFanav, V'leBa'im Acharav. Why do we need a separate Ikar for Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, so I said I want to elaborate the next couple of minutes on these three points, starting with Tochacha. I try to understand each one a little bit more clearly. Tochacha. Any words in Hebrew come to mind that are completely different, not connected to rebuke, that you hear when you hear the word tochacha? I'm sorry? Within, okay, the tochacha is giving over a musar, within giving over a rebuke. Within Hebrew, looking at another word, what words, free flow, no, let's say, no right and wrong answer, what words come to mind? Koach, anything else? What? Hochiach, as in? To prove. It's even the same word. Hochacha is a proof. Okay? Lehochiach. Lehochiach, to rebuke. Lehochiach, to prove. Now, in English, these are we're in two completely separate departments. Rebuke, proof. Ma kesher. So the truth is that there is a very close connection. For real tochacha. Genuine tochacha. Not superficial, yelling at someone and just having them walk away and feel bad. You could put a check next to it, okay, rebuke speech given. But that's not going to have any kind of real productive effect. For tochacha, we're talking about tochacha, which ends up achieving the desired result of making a fixing. For that to happen, you need lochiach, as in proof. What do I mean by that? To prove something,
you always need it whenever you want to, if you want to prove something to someone else, if you're engaged in a conversation where you're trying to prove something to someone else, you have to have a point. The basis is that there will be a point that if they see that point, that perspective, then they will agree, they will accept what you are trying to prove to them. If you don't have that, then it's going to go on and on, the argument's going to go on and on, and each side will stay completely separate. There has to be that one point of common ground. I don't think that's the case, but if you show me that, okay, then I accept what you're saying. I don't think that product over there on the table is an apple product. That's not an apple product. Like, I know apple products. Well, that's not apple. That's some other company. But if, okay, you agree that if we go ahead and look and find the apple with a bite taken out of it, then you'll agree, okay, it's an apple product? Okay, yeah, fine. So that's proof. You've shown me. Okay, then I'll accept what you're saying. Without that, without whatever point it is, that one point where if that, then yes, okay, then you can't have, right, without that common ground, then you can't have a proof. And the same is true in Tokacha. That's what real Tokacha. Okay, not sending someone on a guilt trip, but really getting across an effect, a message effectively, where they get it. Obviously, your Tokacha is very delicate and has to handle with care, and we have to, a lot of communication skills that are necessary to make sure that your genuine goodwill is recognized. Your care. But in Tokacha, you're taking the person to the point where if you recognize that starting point, the point that, if you recognize that starting point, that common ground, then something stems from that. If it has the apple on it, okay, then it's an apple product. If, and whatever the example, if, for example, giving an example from the Chumash. What is one of the greatest points of Tokacha given over in the Torah? Here also, no right or wrong answer. What Tokacha situations come to mind? When you think of Tokacha being given over in the Torah. Sorry? So let's say in Sefer Bereshit. Sefer Bereshit, think of messages of Tokacha being given over. I'm sorry? Okay. Yaakov, certain points of Yaakov to the Shvatim. Okay, giving them a certain kind of criticism, Shimon and Levi.
Yitzchak to Yaakov.
So there's another one, which I understand why, very clearly why it wasn't mentioned. Because it doesn't sound like a classic kind of Musar Shmuz. But when Yosef, HaTzadik, reveals himself to his brothers and gives over the truth, the true story, the revelation, who I am, that dramatic moment, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai. The Medrash says, comments on that pasuk, Oy lanu miyom hadin, Oy lanu miyom hatochacha. Im bizman Yosef, v'lo yochlu echav lanot oto ki nivalu mipanav. La'atid lovo, kishakadosh baruch hu mistalkel al kol echad lefi ma shehu. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom hatochacha. Wow, what a musar shmuz. So the Beis HaLevi asks, where's the musar shmuz? Where's the toch? He just said the text is Ani Yosef Haod Avi Chai. Five words. Where's the joke? El the Beis Alevi explains, and this is along the lines of what we've been speaking about, that this is the essence of what Tochacha is. Yosef is calling them out on what they believe in. He's not saying you should be doing something else that they're not even connected to. But they've been going on and on talking about how they care so much about their father that was left behind in Eretz Yisrael, and he's old, he's weak. They care about their father. Yosef is calling out on that, on where you are. You care about your father? Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avi Chai. Where were you in terms of your consideration about your care about dad, about how he's doing, about your father, when you went ahead and sold me? He's holding up a mirror. You know, they say that the best mirror is a good friend. And boy, did Yosef here hold up the mirror for them to see themselves and see the gap between what they themselves said that their values, what they believe in, what they're really there, and where they're at. Their behavior, what they're at, the gap between their values and their behavior. For them to see. That's the ultimate, that's the essence of Tochacha. Bringing back to what you agree, the whole Chacha, the proof based on our starting point of what you, if that's, right, if that has the apple symbol, it's an apple, proof. Okay, then we can follow through with the proof. Starting point, okay, we should care about dad. We should care about Abba and look at where you're at. Blood coming back. Now, regarding Tochacha, the headquarters of bringing us back to what to our values, what we connect, what we believe in internally, is Maimed Har Sinai. In other words, every time a Navi stands up and shows us the mirror, shows us the gap between, like, you went out and you celebrated Shavuos. Accepting the Torah, you're walking around now, the people of the book. Your headquarters, the birth of Am Yisrael, is there at that point of Kabbalat Torah. You were there in Maimon Har Sinai. Yeah? Look at that and the gap between where you're at now and this behavior. How does, look at that, that gap is the Tochach. The gap between what we believe in, the values that we hold dear to us, and what we're doing. So Har Sinai then is that point of realignment, of connecting back to the Shoresh with our core values of who we are, and the Navi then is bringing us back to them. Number one. And that answers the question then, of the two ikrim. There's one ikar of Kol Divrei Nevi'im Emet, but we need a separate ikar of Moshe Rabbeinu, who Av HaNevi'im. That's taking us back to that core point of the Navi of Maimed Har Sinai, of Navi of Navi Akim Lehem Mikerev Kamocha. Moshe Rabbeinu, the starting point of Nevuah at Maimed Har Sinai. He's the Av, the starting point. Every Navi afterwards, if Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av, the Navi afterwards are the Toledah that bring us back to the starting line. Number two, Nechama. And this is the more directly connected with what we started with in terms of real Nechama, understanding Nechama. I said, mentioning the words of Sheryl Sandberg. So as I said before, that's great, you know, Nechama, we don't usually ask too many questions about it, because who doesn't want to hear a sweet word of encouragement, of Nevi'im, it's great, Shabbos Nachamu, Matzi Shabbos Nachamu. They still have big concerts, Matzi Shabbos Nachamu. It's great, all the sweet words, but a little bit beyond that, what is that? What is the essence of Nechama? And where's the piece of Nechama as well in Maamid Har Sinai? You know, there's it's almost confusing within the halachas of when we think of nechama, we think of nichum avelim, lo aleinu, and somebody is sitting shiva. So there's something which is very challenging, because all of the halachas of shiva for the avel are built around them being focused on the avelut. They're not supposed to go, they're not going out of the house, is not to get distracted. They're supposed not to have hesech adav from the avilut. The conversations are meant to be focused, connected to the avilut. And then at the same time, we have the people who are coming to be menachem. We have this challenge where we're trying to get the person to feel good. So part of us is almost trying to distract them, because we want to get their mind off of the avilut so that they feel good. And it's not simple, but at the same time, the essence of nechama, it's not, like we mentioned before, the Sheryl Sandberg's words, not just saying, it'll be okay. That doesn't do much. I remember once being in a shiva house, and I saw something. I was surprised then at the response of the avel, and it taught me a lot about nichum avel. I want to share with you. And Rav Goldsmith remembers, well, should be well at Me'av Esrim, Rav Abidan. It was a Rebbe in Yeshiva and then became Rosh Yeshiva of Shalvin. In Shalvin for many years. Now he's retired and lives in Har Nof. And a number of years ago, I lost track of the years, 15 years ago, sadly enough, Rav Avidan's daughter, married daughter, 40 years old, many children, became sick, her situation deteriorated, and she was niftara. And Rav Avidan then had a question. He's someone who was so machmir on Talmud Torah, not being mevatel Torah. And he had a question about bringing the whole yeshiva to the Levaya. As I mentioned, Rav Avidan lives in Har Nof, the Levaya was in Har Nof. He went back and forth, and we ended up bringing the whole yeshiva to the Levaya. And when I went to be Menachem Avil, I remember Rav Avidan, like he was still this question, he was tarred with this question. I walked in, he was asking me in terms of the American guys, he said, do you think we did the right thing? Do you think it was a nechon sha'bachurim yigiyu? And I said to him, and it was the truth. I mean, she was such an impressive woman and everything, on so many different levels. The experience of being there was so powerful. And I said, Harav, Ani Amar LaHarav, Mi Shehaya, Talmidim Shehayu Sham B'Levaya, the Devar Sheim Lo Yishkechu Le'olam. And it's going to stay with them forever. Ideas, the stories about her, the tzaddikas that she was, the impact that it made on the fasting, the family, it's something that they're going to take with them forever. And I remember seeing, as much as, I mean, he was broken, I'm sure he's still suffering years later, but as much as he was broken, there was a point of, like, his face lit up. And he said, can the Met? Like, it's real. They took something out, they gained from it. Okay? And I realized how important it was for him, and this point of nechama, where it wasn't about getting his mind off of, it was not getting his mind off of it for a second, his mind is still on it. But it was seeing here that nechon is the tremendous, impossible darkness and pain, and at the same time, some benefit came out of it. It was, at the same time, it had a positive impact, it was a point of productivity that came out of here. Shehosif or. That point of turnaround. Say in Hebrew, mahapach. A turnaround. All of a sudden that darkness, all of a sudden it brought about a certain light. For the fact that an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old, thought about life in a different kind of a way, and afterwards is going to be more motivated to live a more meaningful life. That's a kind of a growth that came out of this. That turnaround then, if we go back, and here's the nechama. That's the essence of nechama, that turnaround. Ki nicham Hashem. Nicham Hashem Tzion. Yasem midbarak eden, turning a desert into paradise. Turnaround. The lashon of nechama, or even vayinachem Hashem, is the lashon of changing. I say even at the beginning of Bereshit, it says it then the other way. Hashem like changed his mind. He saw all of the problems amongst man, saw a man's behavior. And Hashem said, "Whoa, what did I do?" And so a separate sugya to ask him how we understand it. But the change of mind, Hashem said, "Whoa, what did I do?" And I created nechama Hashem. Yes. Or after Amos, Hashem is appeased after the Egel. Vayinachem Hashem al hara'ah asher diber la'asot la'amo. At first he wanted to destroy Bnei Yisrael after the Egel. Vayinachem Hashem al hara'ah. He changed his mind al hara'ah asher atzal la'asot la'amo. And coming back, I started to say, in terms of Maimon Har Sinai, where do we see this? Because as we went through the Pesukim, we had here a situation of an Esh Sorefet. Bnei Yisrael said, this is too much, this is high voltage. We're going to die. Ve'et ha'esh ha'gdolah ha'azod lo ere'od v'lo amut. There's an Esh here that Bnei Yisrael were scared of being burnt, and this would kill them. And then a Navi comes in and transforms this Esh Sorefet into an Esh Bonah. Esh, an Esh of Torah, an Esh of spirituality, an Esh which can be internalized, which we can handle in its proper voltage, an Esh which builds. Like thousands of years later, here we are continuing that Esh. Bischut, because of the Navi that turned it around and took the destructive fire that was going to destroy V'nahafachu. We're speaking of a lot of connections between Shavuos and Purim. So this is the V'nahafachu of Maimon Har Sinai. This is the V'nahafachu of the Kabbalah's HaTorah of Purim. Hadur Kiplu Abimei Achashverosh. And this is V'nahafachu of Maimon Har Sinai of Shavuot. The Esh was turned around into an Esh which builds. And this is looked for next time. Halavai, we should celebrate the Simcha to the coming Tisha B'Av. But in the Tefillah of Nachem, of Nechama, look inside there, it's all about turning that fire around from a fire of destruction into a fire of building. Be'esh hitzata, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ignited the fire of destruction that burnt down the Beit HaMikdash. Be'esh hitzata, the Beit HaMikdash, u'be'esh ata atid livnota. You're going to build the Beit HaMikdash with fire. V'nahafachu of the Esh. Well, similar, again, not to go on a separate tangent, but what Rav Tzadok HaKohen in Lublin speaks about in terms of Yetzer. We all have a fire within us as well. That fire, that's what Rav Tzadok says, that's what Yetzer is. There's Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. There's a fire, there's a passion within it. So when it runs wild towards materialism and all kinds of things which are detrimental to us, so it's a fire that destroys. That's the koach of yetzirah, of passion, of when it goes, when it's focused, when it's harnessed towards asiyah, towards productivity. So it's an age bona, the yetzir, koach yetzirah of tov. And that is, again, for someone, if you haven't read it, as I already mentioned, but just to repeat it again and plug it in specifically, I think this, the woman that I mentioned before, Sheryl Sandberg, expresses this idea of taking the darkness and the pain and attempting to turn it around into productivity and building. You know, she's only approximately 30 days after the p'tira of her husband. To see that gvura, if nothing less than an amazing gvura of nechama. Situations where we're pulled towards throwing in the towel, and not engaging in hipuch and turning around, and it's an amazing battle cry towards not giving up and turning it around. And finally, and we'll finish up with this, the third category of the role of the Navi of Tshuva, which is now simply plugging in the two that we mentioned, taking the two, the combination of the two, of Tochacha and Nechama, the role of the Navi as Mesh, as what do you say, in the Lashon of the Rambam, Kol HaNaviim Kulam Tzivu Al HaTshuva. So in Tshuva, the Navi is bringing us back, Hashiveinu, we say it in Shmoneh Esrei, Hashiveinu, this is Hashiveinu Avinu, to where? Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha. Again, it's that point of Tochacha, of going back, of realignment. This is something which you'll experience. Right now you're in the, not the middle, of the end of an intense, amazing year. And you probably imagine throughout the year, at different points, maybe mostly in December and January, saw girls that came back to visit. And I once spoke to a guy who was came back to Shalvim in January to visit, and he was on a high from the visit. He said, he said, this is great. This is great. And in speaking with him, I said, I'm curious to be able to express what it is that you feel that you're enjoying, that you're gaining from. And he used the word, that's what it's talking about, he used the word realignment. It's like bringing me back, as much before, bringing me back, realignment to the core values, to reminding me what I believe in, and what reminding me of what I want my life to look like. And we get caught up in all kinds of things out there in the world. Okay, we have Shabbos every week to bring us to realignment, but this whole year is a kind of a year of realignment, of core, of a Maimon Har Sinai, which afterwards here in Eretz Yisrael bringing us back. Har Abayit, Evan Hashtiyah, is referred to in the Chazal as Evan Shemisham, Misham Hushtat Kol HaOlam, the starting point of the whole world. There's this point in Yerushalayim, there's a point in Har Abayit, in Beit HaMikdash, which is that point, the Nikudah, the point of returning to, point that we're of realignment. That's also part of what's special when we go to daven at the Kotel. Very often it's conducive. It can be any, we can connect to this anywhere in the world, but it's more conducive, uvdah, wherever we are in the world, we're going to be facing towards here. It's more conducive to connect to that that point of realignment. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Toratecha, to that point, to Maamir HaSinai, the role of the Navi as Meshiv B'Tshuva, the root there is in Maamir HaSinai, at Kabbalat HaTorah. And plugging in the second aspect of Nechama, sometimes realignment is tough. Sometimes things are, in certain areas, things are really bent out of whack. And it's challenging to be able to reconnect, a realignment, to start over. And that's the point of Nechama, that we're expected to add, the ingredient that we're expected to add to the Tshuva process, the Nechama in the Tshuva process.
of hipuch, of turning it around. The concept that somebody who's chozer b'tshuva me'ahava, that means they want to realign, reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they recognize clearly that's what's meant to be. That's really my inner ratzon, what I'm interested in accomplishing. So zdonot naseh lo kizchuyot. That energy then afterwards, that's bringing him close. So everything that afterwards, all of that energy that took him far, that took them away, now is, there's a hipuch, it's turning around, and all of that energy is going towards bringing them back. That's, spoke about a v'nahafuchu in Maimon Har Sinai, so there's a v'nahafuchu in the tshuva process as well. The message that the Navi is incorporating as well, that no one is ever, whatever situation, yiyah asher yiyah, wherever we fell to, we can always, the ability, the possibility to jump back up and turn it around. And that same, the very same fire, that was a fire of destruction in whatever area of our spiritual life that we let catch on fire and that we destroyed a little bit, we can turn it around, refocus, realignment. Together with the Nechama, ends up bringing about the possibility for the last Rambam on the sheet. The famous Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Kama Mu'ula Ma'alata Tshuva. It's so amazing, the Ma'ala of Tshuva. Emesh Hayazeh Muvdal Me'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This person beforehand, when they were Achote, they were separated from Hashem. And the Rambam brings a pasuk to support that. And the Rambam continues at the end of the line, that person who's chote, who removes himself from Hashem, engaged in destructive activity, tzo'ek ve'eino na'ana. Hashem yells out and Hashem doesn't listen to him. She'nemar ki tirbu tefillah v'chulei, v'oseh mitzvot, even if they do mitzvot, tofan otam mipanav. Hashem rejects them. She'nemar mi bikesh zot miyadchem ramos chatzirai. Hashem says, who asked this from you? What, I need your mechanical actions of doing ma'aseh mitzvah when your heart is not there, when you're not, when you're chote and you're not really, you're just playing a game. The next line, v'ayom, when we turn around, hipuch after the turnaround, hayom umudbak b'shechina. That same person is now mudbak b'shechina, connected to Hashem, realignment, connected, shenemar, v'atem advekim ma'ashem alokeichem. So ek v'na'ana miyad, he calls out and is answered right away. Pardon me, I'm used to speaking to guys, I'm always plugging. He calls out, she calls out and is answered right away. So ek v'na'ana miyad, shenemar v'yotem yikru v'ane'ana. V'oseh mitzvot, she does mitzvot, v'mekablin otan, b'nachat v'simcha. שנאמר כי כבר רצה השם אלוקים את מעשיך ולא עוד אלא שמתאווים להם. הקדוש ברוך הוא longs, he desires, he's waiting for our actions, our מצוות, שנאמר וערבה להשם מנחת יהודה וירושלים כי מעולם וכשנים קדמוניות. בעזרת השם, mentioned there just a little bit, the Kuzari, Rav Yehuda Halevi, points out in a very clear way, Nevuah is in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the land of Nevuah. He says the exceptions that we find are situations where the Nevuah is connected to Eretz Yisrael. So Nevuah is in Eretz Yisrael unless it's a Nevuah that is needed. It's specifically connected to Eretz Yisrael. It's the Nevuah. This is the land of prophecy, the land of connection, the land of realignment, where we connect in our core values, our core beliefs, and the challenge now when we're walking away from this year is to be walking away like when we walk away from the Kotel, walking away a little bit backwards with our focus still towards here, connected to the values, connected to the experiences on all levels, and taking that with us, Be'ezrat Hashem, throughout our lives. Wish all of you continued tremendous success, bracha, and hatzlacha, and siya tova. And thank you so much for your participation and your attention.